Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny, as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three colors from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
See a couple of three dudes there. We're looking for some ladies as well. I think we have one slot. Ladies, you want to play adult toy? 913-586-7989. 913-586-7989. We'll start with Josh here. Josh, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, I'm 40, single, and I got an auto blow.
Wow, hold on. Those are expensive. Did you win that from us or did you buy it?
No, I heard... heard the guy talking on your show, and then I had to buy one.
Those are pretty pricey. I gave one of those at the end of the year to one of my friends, actually. I never asked him how it was. How is it?
It's pretty good. I got it after a divorce, and that was my present to myself, so it worked out well.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Oh, I just got a divorce, and I just want to do something for myself. What'd you do, take a vacation? No, I got an auto blow. I got to tell you, I don't miss her at all.
No, sir.
No. Well, hell, she wouldn't even like giving you the auto blow, huh?
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Would you say that, because I'm always fascinated by this stuff, what he's talking about is a robotic fellatio machine. And it was supposed to be pretty amazing. I've never tried it. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but at the price point, it was a couple hundred bucks, right? Or maybe more.
It's a little more than I like to admit.
All right.
Think of what he's saving.
But like I said, it was a gift.
Hey, listen, no matter how much you paid for it, think about what you spent on all that other business.
Worthless dates.
Yeah. What did the divorce cost you?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Trust me, dude. Anything less than 2,000 bucks, you're a winner.
I'm the champion, then.
Yeah, how many dinners did you take her out? How many times did you set up a nice night, and then it just became an ugly scene?
Almost everyone.
Yeah, and you had to pay for all of them, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, trust me. Whatever you spend on the auto blow, that's just money well spent, my friend.
And it doesn't talk back.
All right. Well, hell, it doesn't. The best part is, it just doesn't argue, and it doesn't say anything mean. It doesn't. In fact, has it ever said no to you?
Never.
No.
No.
All right.
It's always quite happy to see me.
That's right. All right, Josh, you stay right there. See if you can win something equally as fun. Joel's on. Joel, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Joel, 34. I got a couple sleeves. Got a girlfriend, a little over a year. She's just got a cheapo vibrator.
That's all you gave her? Listen, over a year, and you're already... Why are you so cheap with it?
I don't know. Our sex life is pretty good.
Oh,
we
my
have,
God.
Weekly specials and everything.
Let me help you. I'm gonna do you a solid right now. There's nothing wrong with you. You're awesome. You're awesome in every way, but you're not a vibrator. Trust me on this. The more she orgasms, the better it is for her. The more you benefit from the overall situation. I assure you, it's worth investing in some toys.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
I'm trying to
get her on your show to play with us, but she hasn't gained enough courage to do that yet.
I'm getting a ton of feedback from somebody. I can hear myself in somebody's situation. So if everybody can turn your radio down or turn whatever you can hear down, that would make it a lot easier for me. Thank you. I appreciate you. Joel?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. You stay right there. I'm going to put in there. All right. Let's go on to David. David, welcome to the show.
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, man.
I'm David, 34, recently divorced. Got a girlfriend, a couple dildos, vibrators for her, some restraint kit. Don't wear my sleeve out between them, so.
And the restraint kit, whose idea was that?
Mine.
Really? So that's what you brought to the party. One day you decide, because I don't necessarily have those urges. And you got to put one or two on hold for a minute. I just nuking me. There we go. All right, we'll tell him we'll bring him back, but I got to take him off while I'm talking to David. All right, David, so let me get back to you. She had any idea that you were down with tying people up?
No, I don't think so, no.
And how did she receive the, by the way, it's called a restraint kit?
Yeah, I guess what you'd call it. It's a tie-down kit, whatever, I mean.
After you get done tying her down, do you do that thing like when you're hauling stuff and you twank it and you go, that ain't going anywhere?
When I heard tie-down kit, yep. That's what I think,
yeah,
too.
It's like tight-end ratchet straps. You got to flick it, you know, and
yeah, that ain't going anywhere. Yeah. So what was her reaction when you said, hey, I bought a tie-down kit for our sex life today?
Well, we actually went and got it together. It took a while to get her into it, get her down with it, you know, a little bit of trust of tying her down. But, yeah, we went and got it together. So
how's that working out?
Good.
Yeah,
yep, all good.
That does not sound. It sounds like you're enjoying it. That's like she's okay with it.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Hey, listen, I ain't mad at you. As long as you're both consenting, I just wish the best for both of you.
Right.
Hey, you know what? Right. Good on you for telling her what you're down with.
Right on.
All right, Josh, Joel, David, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid. So. Listen, boys.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the always horny, vibrating, fingering-ass masturbator from Nest Toys. You have desire for forbidden fruit? Want to get a little anal?
Well, just stick it in this poop chute.
Hi, but you might be nervous, don't know where to go. But you won't have to linger, because there's a little finger pointing right at that butthole. Hey.
There's a finger in her butt.
Dirty, dirty. There's no need for picking. She's telling you where to get to sticking. Hey.
There's a finger in her butt.
Ow. She's so flirty. You can't go wrong. Cause she's pointing at her butt all night long.
Does she like it gentle or rough? A finger in the bum.
Fellas, let me tell you all about the always horny, vibrating, fingering-ass masturbator. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a butthole stroker with a nodule suction tunnel for that real feel. With a separate compartment for its vibrating bullet. And as an added bonus, it's got a dainty little finger pointing to where you need to get to sticking, chicken.
Nobody better lay a finger on my butter finger.
I mean, use butter if you want. I'm not here to judge.
I like simple pleasures like butter in my ass, lollipops in my mouth. That's just me. That's just something that I enjoy. Call me crazy, call me a pervert.
Got a finger in her butt.
It's the always horny, vibrating, fingering-ass masturbator from Nest Toys. And it's yours tonight, but only if the price is right.
All right, well then, I will tell you, this is one of the more disturbing sleeves. Would you like to see it?
Yes, here, please.
Look, here's a picture.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's a little finger coming out of nowhere, just over. Well,
and unlike many of the other sleeves, when it has a butthole,
mm-hmm.
It's got the cinnamon ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the
the
dye job there.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
It's got the you know, normally you'll have a vagina and then there's a hole below it, and you're like, that's the butthole.
Right.
Completely unrealistic, but this is maybe.
You know where you're headed.
Yeah, no, they definitely.
I don't think this sleeve has a bidet.
No, it does not. It's a little more pink in the box, though. Oh, the tiny finger bothers me a great deal.
Let me see this. Is it bigger than that?
No. I mean, I don't want to focus on the wrong part of the story, but I got to tell you, like...
Because it's kind of creeping over. Like, if something crawls on top of your sofa and is peeking over...
Too much like a baby finger. too much like a baby finger.
Let me see that thing.
It's too little.
Mine's a little bigger than that thing.
You can't gauge a butthole. You know what I mean? They're kind of ageless.
Take it back.
Yeah. All right, let's just, what? I'm me, you're you. We'll just all poop passes. All right, then. Josh, what would you pay for such an item?
Let's say $71.
$71 flat. All right, you, Joel?
Hey, I'm confused, Johnny. Is it a butt plug?
No, it's a butthole with a finger coming over the top of it, like the girl's playing with her own keister while you're doing it there. It's a multi-level masturbator. It's like a silicone sleeve of a bum hole with a finger kind of toying around the outside of it.
It's more all right, $98.99.
I see what you did there.
You said $98.99.
And you, David?
I'm going to go $1. Hey, I gotta tell you, Johnny, that's the thing she bought the relationship is that a little lick and poke in the back. So you
brought the restraint thing and she brought the anal.
Yeah.
Wow. You are having a day.
Yep.
How about, is she broken out with another girl or anything?
No.
You know what? No. I gotta tell you, you're still way ahead of the curve.
I think so.
Yeah. No, nicely done. All right. David, Joel. Josh, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price, not going over, will receive the item. And the actual manufacturer suggested price, $38.99.
Woo! Yeah, strong move.
How'd you know how to do that, David?
I don't know. Good guess, I guess.
Well played, man. All right, stay right there. Hold on a second. Good luck to all you guys. Hook those other guys up with some tickets, man. I see Erica and Jennifer and Carmen have made it to the show. Let's start with Carmen. Hey, Carmen, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm Carmen. I'm 30. I am engaged, and I have a couple dildos and a bullet.
You're engaged? This is your first engagement?
No, this would be my second. Been married before.
And how old are you, 30?
30. Mm-hmm.
You've already burned up a marriage, and you're still only 30. What in the hell are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know.
What happened, Carmen?
Just first marriage didn't work out, so.
And now
you a little crazy.
Why do you want to do it again?
Found a good guy and just love him, and we have a good relationship. It's actually someone I can laugh with and be myself with.
Yeah, so. No, which is why I would say to you, why do you want to get married? I would tell you, to me, I don't know if you know this, but divorce or a marriage is the number one cause of divorce.
Right. I know, and he's been begging me and.
You know what you did. You put the dirty on him, and he's blind as a bat. He can't even think about anything except your vagina. Listen to her. She knows. You know.
She can play coy.
All right. Good job, then. Good job. You know what? Just keep it going. Don't bait and switch. Don't do that until you're married, and then turn it off. It'll just end badly.
No, I'll keep going.
All right, Carmen. You stay there. I got to get Jennifer on. Jennifer, welcome.
Yes. Hey, Johnny. My name is Jennifer. I'm 31. I have a boyfriend. We were engaged, but we called it off and just decided to stay dating. I've got vibrators, butt plugs. I've got bed straps, handcuffs. I mean, you name it.
Yeah, you're a good little weirdo.
For the right person, I can be.
Hey, no, I think I say that with nothing but love in my heart. I'm a huge fan of the weirdos.
Cool.
I got to know how this all came about. I assume there was a fight, but you wanted to stay together. So how did you guys call off a marriage?
It was tough, but we've decided, you know, that it's just better for the kids. We've got three kids, two from a previous marriage. So right. He's been in their lives for the past 6 years, which is over half of their life. So... it was just really hard to, neither one of us really wanted to rip each other out of each other's lives. So
yeah,
to get separate places, and it's worked ever since.
Hey, listen, I'm a fan. You know, my girl, she doesn't live with me.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes it works out better that way.
It works out better every time that way. Let me, because, and for those who don't think about this, it's, you miss him sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he misses you. But when you live together, you get sick of each other, right?
Right. He's a gamer, Johnny, so like, didn't grow up, I'm a girl,
I'm a guy, do that either, but listen, but let me go ahead and share your pain, because P-Hill is a gamer, so I feel like that's, I'm you.
Like, yeah, right?
I'm not kidding you, that dude, P-Hill, can sit, he's a grown man, and he will sit in his room, I can hear the game going for 12 hours at a time.
Oh, yeah, easy, easy, and then with monsters, you know, it's like, slamming monsters, video gaming. I'm like, I cannot relate.
And you just wonder, what is up with you?
Right. What I get, it's his release. He does work hard. He's a very hard worker. He drives a lot of hours. So I give him that.
Yeah. I say you're a good human being. I'm going to get a divorce. I'm praying for a breakup.
It.
Yeah. All right. You stay there, Jennifer. All right, I got to get Eric on. Erica, welcome to the show.
Good morning. So I'm Erica, and I'll be 37 in a couple weeks. And my husband and I have been together almost 15 years, like 14 and a half. And we have vibrators, C-rings, some plugs, so quite a few things.
You sound like you're pretty active, like you're pretty healthy sexually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love sex. So it's nice. It works out.
Yeah, it actually makes the whole thing work, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's all right, Erica, Jennifer, Carmen, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price not going over, will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the 9-inch 2-1-hole from Pipe Dream Products.
Long double dong, double dong, double dong, coming in strong. Yeah, this double dong is so damn long, so I sing a double dong song. Long double dong, double dong, double dong, it's so wrong. You may have a hitch in your get along with this long double dong.
Is your hunger big enough? How high can you go with the stacker?
I'd say pretty close to your service.
Ladies, let me tell you all about the 2-1-hole. This dong satisfies your 2-in-1 fantasy with one sick dildo sculpted from 2 lifelock penis. It's got a harness-compatible suction cup base. It's 9 inches long. Handcrafted and flexible.
And leaves you with a satisfying sense of fullness.
I'm so darn full.
I just can't fit anymore in there.
A double pleasure's waiting for you.
A double dong to stick in your goo.
Hey, I'm moving it up to try again.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
Hey.
Place your bid. It's the 9-inch 2-1-hole dong from Pipe Dream Products. And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
This is going to be awkward for everyone, because even if you like it, I'm not sure that you're going to say you're crazy about it. Let me take a look at it here.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yep.
You are going to the big girls' table.
And why, I got to tell you, if I was, let's say I'm out dating and I run across a girl and she's like, this is my jam, I'd be like, really? Okay. Like,
well,
I'd sign on, right? Because it's just weird enough to be like, okay.
You have to see it once.
But I can tell you that there's some male ego implications.
When you meet this girl, was she a walking woman in your mind? Was she?
Well, I'm far more just like, I don't think I'm going to get the job done.
I mean, I got an arm.
I mean, I can get a dildo. I guess I can go with me. I definitely don't want to bring a friend.
No.
Because this two dudes, one sleeping bag type thing, this ain't going to work out. Yeah.
My goodness.
I couldn't even, I don't even like the DP porn. Where the one guy's one place, another guy's the other place.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
then this is too much for your eyes.
Call me homophobic. it's just more than I want. Like, I'm just like, I don't want it.
Ladies, if you want
I want to focus on her, and if your balls touch my balls, it's...
Don't be click-clacking.
We're just off. It's not going to work out. this, on the other hand, this has got one suction cup and two penises. One, not as big as the other.
Well,
one is 9, and the other one is just slightly smaller, like maybe an inch smaller.
Maybe.
Because I think you need a gradual entrance. You can't, otherwise, it's too much, I think. You see what I think they designed there?
Mm-hmm.
This will be the making the entry, and mm-hmm. then this is the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm going to the front door of the club, and then my friends are going
or
through
you,
the back door
or
of the
do
club.
You, no. This doesn't come apart, hon.
I don't understand how you even do it.
These both go in one. Mm. These go in one vagina. Mm. It's just, if I pull on these, they're together.
Mm.
There's no back. Both front door
mm.
or both back door.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? The better,
I had hoped they pulled apart.
No. The better the better way to explain this is if you and your buddy are both trying to go through the same door together.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. You just nailed it.
Yeah. That's you're like, hey, you hit your arm on the door jamb. You're like, dang it. Come on, man.
Ooh.
Single file, for God's sake. Like, no, man. I like going through this door together. Like, so, ladies, let's get weird. What do you say? Carmen, how about this?
49.
What, does this sound like something you might give a go?
No, it sounds really
don't
big.
Don't you lie. Don't you lie. Whatever.
I'm scared.
We all do the same thing, Carmen. I would never do anything that weird. And then you're like, I'm by myself. I think I might do it.
Where are the studios located?
Yeah, you got it. All right, listen, 49, Carmen. You stay there. What about you, Jennifer?
I'm going to say $59.99.
You know, and if he bothers you, try it out in him.
Exactly.
Right? You and him kind of battled a little bit before you found your happy place. Were you ever of a mind to try to peg him?
He won't let me.
But you thought.
I told him. I've asked.
Because you're mad at him.
Well, you know, I just want him to experience it at least once in life. You mm-hmm. know, mark it off a list.
You're just trying to help him explore his boundaries.
Right. The bucket list. It's
I feel
life together.
Like you would grab him by the hair and slap him while you're doing it.
Yes, maybe. Yeah. Only if he asked me nicely. No,
I feel like you'd call him bitch and go, you like that? Yeah, no. Yeah. It's that latent hostility that I just go, man, I just can't let a chick tie me up just for that very reason. Because I feel like I have it coming, and I don't want it.
You know how people, like chicks, remember things from 18 Dickety 2?
Yes, yes.
That's when you find out.
Remember that night you were drunk and you said it was an accident, but it was halfway in? You're like, she's like, me too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just screaming. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, 59. I got to ask Erica. Erica, what do you think?
Does it come with any lube when you give it the old college try?
Listen, you're right. You've got to have to. This is going to need lube.
I would say 69.
69. Okay. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price. $69.99.
Holy
smokes. I win everything since I'm within a dollar, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's all yours.
That's yours. Good for you, you dirty bird.
Yeah, my husband's like, oh, what did you do?
Oh. Hey, why are you cussing on the show? Why are you helping me out here?
I mean, oh, my goodness, what did you do? Sorry. Yeah.
Help a brother out. Listen, you, Erica.
Bye.
I hope this is fun. It's kind of weird, but you know what? Why let that stop you? If you've learned anything in this life, give it a go and see if it's your thing.
I'm down for anything once.
All right. You stay there. Of course, Jennifer, Carmen, I'm going to get you guys hooked up with some tickets. Either Ugly Kid Joe, Tenacious D, Alter Bridge. I'll get you one of those, all right?
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Stay right there. I got to thank our friends at Moonlight Adult Boutique. 3 locations, State Avenue, KCK, 40 Highway, and KCMO, or Southwest Boulevard in beautiful Topeka, Kansas. Go to MoonlightAdultBoutique.com for more information, man.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubble is what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center, to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With 3 locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.